we all have stuff on our plate that we're saying yes to that we need to say no to. That it's just time. It's end of an era. Call it. It's not always easiest in the moment, but it just can create so much joy, pleasure, freedom.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
What is up, my beauty? Hello. It is so great to have you here today. And wow, do I have a download for you. So much goodness happening. And this is what I desire for each and every one of us, which is why I just want to share in the abundance, share in the openness, share in the infinite. I mean, I just look back at, wow, a year ago, my life was in such a different place. And it was much, much darker and much, much more fear-based than it is today. So wherever you're at on your journey, if you're on a mountaintop high experience or if you're in kind of a painful place, this episode is definitely going to nurture your soul and remind you that all things are possible and that your life can change in a holy instant. I'm going to share some of that today. But first, let's start it out with a prayer and then we'll dive right in. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for infinite possibility. Thank you for transformation. Thank you for abundance. Thank you that all of our good is within us and is coming to us. And I pray in this moment that we would all be reminded of the truth, that we would get out of our own way, that we would get out of the smallness and the littleness and the overwhelm or the frustration or any form of lack. And open up to the much, much grander, greater good that you have in store for us. And we pray all of this believing, amen. All right, my gorgeous. Hello from rainy San Diego. Glenn and I have been here for the past couple of days with some dear, dear friends of ours. And if you have not yet read The Human Design Book, I mean The Human Design Book by Shatan Parkin and Carol Eastwood, then that is the book that we will link in the show notes. They are really, really the ones who brought it to the masses. And this episode is not about that subject, but since we're here and having so much fun with them, I wanted to make sure that you had that link if you're interested. And I think I will just do a little recap in case you're new or haven't binged on all the daily episodes that have been coming through. My husband declared February to be his birthday month. And at the time of this recording, it is February 22nd, and I have never wanted March 1st to come faster. It has been literally the most glorious, epic month, and it's like, I don't know how much more good I can take. Like, it has blown my mind at my King of Aquarius and what he has just declared and called in this birthday month of his. So we started out in Cancun at a 7-day meditation retreat with Joe Dispenza, which was amazing. And then we went home for 12 hours to Miami to fly to Cabo because that's where he wanted to spend the rest of his birthday month. And we loved it. So much. Wait for it. We bought a piece of property. I know. We're going to build a dream house on the ocean and we're moving to Mexico. I mean, like, what is happening? I've never thought about living in Mexico. I've never even had the desire to. I love Mexico. We go there all the time. And so I literally signed up for Spanish lessons today, people. It's like, wow. Like, things can happen just so fast when you just say, when you're in the right place, when the flow is there, I have instantaneous gut instinct according to my human design. And it was just like, yes. So that's in the motion. And we've already like met with an architect and are mapping out the designs and the decor. It's so, so fun. So maybe once I get myself settled, I'll create a Pinterest board and y'all can help me with it because it's just a really fun journey. And I know so many of you are really brilliant with creativity and decor and interior design. So that's going on there. And then something that is just filling my soul right now. If you hadn't heard this episode, probably a month ago, maybe, I really wanted a big opportunity in my life. And I didn't even know what it was, but I just wanted like bigness, spark, like just joy, passion. And so I just prayed and I said, I claim the big opportunity for me. And that night, out of nowhere, or seemingly not, a DM came in. I didn't even check it till the next day, so I didn't get it till the next day. It came into my inbox and it said, Gina, there's a billion-dollar beauty company that's launching a new skincare line, and we think that you should be a brand ambassador, brand partner for it. And I was like, what? Who is this? What is this? So, of course, I did all my due diligence and met with the, you know, corporate offices and sampled the skincare and had Glenn on all the Zoom calls because with his background with chiropractic and nutrition, I had to make sure that if I was going to use it and if I especially was going to share it with all of you, that like it had to be like top quality. I had to be in love with it. So heaven have mercy, I get this stuff and I am obsessed. Like I can't stop touching my face. My skin is so plump and hydrated. You know, the woman who was explaining it to me and how it works, she's like, you're going to feel it instantaneously. I'm like, whatever. Look, I'm in sales too. Like, you don't have to like overly sell me on it. And I'm like, I can't. So I called some of my girlfriends on FaceTime and I'm like, look at my face. They're like, oh my God, you're such a brand ambassador. Like, it hasn't even started yet. I'm like, it's incredible. I put it on the back of my hands. My hands have it's insane. So I've been super excited to share it with you because it comes out, it's like not been available to the public and it comes out February 23rd. And the more I've been like getting into it, I'm just like, I think my people are not only going to want to consume it, but that you're like, I wanted you to have this opportunity too. Like, I've been so excited about me being a brand partner with this epic skincare line that I would tell you all about anyways, even if there wasn't a brand partner opportunity. And now I'm just like, you all deserve this too. Like, you're going to tell people about it anyway, so why not make money? Why not be part of a super cool community of women helping women? Like, it's just so fun. Create multiple streams of income. So I've been working with the head leadership to make this much more available to my community. So I don't know if I'm going to be launching it on February 23rd. It's going to be like just a minute away, I promise. But the only delay is because I want any of you that would like to join me and be part of this queen that you could have this opportunity as well. So give me a minute on that because my brain and heart and soul has just been bursting with joy and passion and creativity and power. Like, I've really been like, okay, this is fun and exciting for me, but how can I get this into your hands so that you are feeling just so elated and refreshed and, you know, it's fun. Like, beauty is fun and takes good care of your skin. So hold, please. That's coming. What else is happening? It's just so much goodness. There's a few other projects that I'm not quite talking about right now because that's sort of enough for the moment. But there's even other really big things in the works. And so I wanted to come on here today to remind you that it's as simple as the veil being lifted that's in between you and your biggest dreams. Like, when I reached up into the universe and said, I claim a big opportunity for me, like within less than a month, you know, I write about in my book that we have the ability to bend time and space. And in less than a month, I am had not only attracted this opportunity, been trained in it, like sampled it, and I'm like now about ready to go to market with it and include all of you in the process. Like, things can happen really, really quickly when you're in alignment with things. The other thing I will say of why I do believe that some of this is happening so fast is because I've created the space. You know, last year when I was definitely having a dark night of the soul season and was living in the question and was first resistant to shutting down a lot of programs and things that were going on in my business that I liked, but I didn't love. But I was scared because I had my identity so wrapped up in it. And it was the way I was familiar with making money and all of that. But somehow, some way, I did get the courage to shut things down, except for my book, the podcast, and the Q Club. And now there's this space for all this fun and openness. And it's like, before I wouldn't have had time to go to all these meditation retreats and do the travel and hang with friends. I'm going to LA next week, and that's going to be super fun. And I wouldn't have had the bandwidth for the new opportunity. Like, I legit can promise you that if this had come in at this time last year, I would have said no to it because my plate was so full. So I want to encourage you today, Queen, that if you, like, we all have stuff on our plate that we're saying yes to that we need to say no to. That it's just time. It's end of an era. Call it. It's not always easiest in the moment, but it just can create so much joy, pleasure, freedom. If you've got too much stuff on your plate, delegate, delegate, delegate. Get it off. Create the space for the big opportunity, for the big dream. And I say that singularly just to call in the next one, but I don't think that there's just one next one. I think that there's one around the next corner and the next corner and the next corner. So it's just so exciting to get into the expansiveness and to get into the exponential and getting out of the house. I got to tell you, I did not have any idea what it was that I was calling in. I certainly didn't know how to attract the thing that I didn't even know what it was. And this is where your relationship with the universe just gets really, really juicy and really, really divine. So I'm talking about so much more of all of this in the Q Club. So come on in and join your community of queens. I got a live call coming up. We do a live call the first Tuesday of every month. That's brand new. So those of you that are in the Q Club, make sure you have the calendar for the dates and the times and the Zoom links and all of that. And for the rest of you, if you haven't tried it out, come on in. There is such a vortex. You can get out of all the stuff you got to sift through on all the other social platforms and come on in and meet the women that are just like you and be safeguarded in this community where it's only super positive, high vibe content. We've got links in the show notes, or you can go to divineliving.com/app. Try it out. I'm telling you, it's like Gina Devine Netflix meets like a party of so many cool women that you get to meet. We're going to do this really fun, like, introduction thing next week where we're gonna do breakout groups where you can like meet some of the other women. Of course, I will be there with my divine download. It's the place where we get to remember who we really are, where we get to be inspired by the big transformations that are happening in so many women's lives. And you get to be the next woman who just teaches by living your own story. So come on in and join us. DivineLiving.com/app will give you all of the access. You'll get a 2-week free trial. You'll get to download the app. You'll get to poke around and see, and then you'll be there to join us for the first Tuesday in March. Remember, I cannot wait for March to come because Glenn and his birthday month have just been really, really so abundant. So letting you know, like, if you would have told me even 30 days ago that I would be a brand ambassador to this epic, clean, Korean-inspired collagen skincare line and moving to Mexico and having the time of my life, like, traveling and just, it's all so good. It's all so good. So stay close, Queen. Come on in. Come join us in the Q Club and know that if you love the podcast, you're going to love the Q Club. Mwah.
Oh my goodness, how much did you love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting, what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode? Let me know on Instagram.